Good day, everybody. From me, Andre Fuljoen from Gateway News, with a preview of the God Stories we are publishing this week. The South African National Christian Forum says that it believes that somebody needs to be held criminally responsible for the loss of at least 14 lives in the Jukske River, Johannesburg, on Saturday, when church members participating in a baptism ceremony were swept away by a flash flood. Forum President Bishop Maroti Mashashane told Gateway News yesterday that they were still trying to identify the church, believed to be from Alexandra, that was baptizing its members in the river, which is known to be dangerous, especially during the rainy season, which is now. We want to find out if the church is firstly operating legally, and again whether or not it's a registered member church of the South African National Christian Forum, he said. He said that at its national conference in October, which was attended by member churches from all over the country, as well as by two cabinet ministers and leaders of the CRL Rights Commission, the forum had dealt with the issue of the risk of baptizing people in rivers and in the sea. He urged church leaders to be responsible about baptisms and to make use of baptismal pools, private swimming pools, or even bathtubs. The point of baptism is to immerse believers in water to represent being buried and resurrected with Jesus. The physical place in which they are immersed is not important in the sight of the Lord, he said. Mashashane said congregants should not allow bogus religious leaders to gamble with their lives. On the other hand, he said municipalities should apply their bylaws to deny access to dangerous places such as the Jukske River. According to media reports, Johannesburg Emergency Services spokesman Robert Maladzi has urged Johannesburg citizens to be cautious when conducting baptisms at riverbanks. We know that during the festive season there will be a lot of religious ceremonies like baptisms, but water levels are high. They must exercise caution and have safety measures in place when they conduct these rituals, he said. Meanwhile, in other news, Mission Aviation Fellowship is urging Christians to pray for the release and safety of one of its pilots, U.S. citizen Ryan Coher, and two South African volunteers who have been detained for over a month in Mozambique on suspicion of supporting insurgent activity. Coher, 31, and 77-year-old W.J. Du Plessis and 69-year-old Eric Dry were detained in the coastal city of Inhambane on the 4th of November while they were loading supplies into the aircraft to be taken to church-run orphanages in the Montepuez district in the troubled Cabo Delgado province, reports the Christian Post. I urge Christians around the world to pray for Ryan's safety and swift release, and call on those in power both in Mozambique and here in the U.S. to do everything they can to resolve this wrongful detainment, the U.S.-based president and CEO of Mission Aviation Fellowship, David Holston, said in a statement. While conducting the normal security scan at the airport, police asked about the supplies, vitamins, over-the-counter medications and food preservatives Coher was to deliver for the orphanages and adult staff, the ministry said, adding that Coher is a pilot for its partner, Ambassador Aviation Limited. None of the confiscated material belonged to Coher, nor had it been loaded onto the airplane. AAL has been conducting these annual supply charter flights to the orphanages since 2014. The three men have been jailed on a still undetermined written charge, according to the ministry. You can read these stories and more on our website at gatewaynews.co.za, or get the news via Facebook at Gateway News page, on Twitter at Gateway News ZA, or in our weekly newsletter, which you can sign up for on our website. God bless you abundantly until we meet again next week.